The first thing that becomes apparent when one sees Jodie Falwell working with clay is how at ease she is manipulating the medium. She grabs and kneads large chunks of earthen-colored clay nonchalantly as she begins the assembly of one of her famous pots, all while chatting comfortably in the backyard of her daughter's Tucson home.
I come from a pottery family. My great-grandmother made pottery. My mother made pottery.
Falwell says coming from a pottery family means she was born into the world of art without realizing it. The clay becomes part of daily life, and the rituals of making art become part of who she is.
It's a real interesting way of living because you think that that's normal. Everybody that comes from a pottery family go through the whole process, and along the way you say, you know, I don't think I'm going to ever do this because this is too difficult for me to have to deal with because this is what I grew up with, and there has to be something different. But as I found in life, that was exactly what I was meant to do more than anything else.
Falwell, who's now in her 70s, says working with clay has provided a path for self-discovery.
For me, I really like the idea of a great deal of calmness in my life. Sometimes all it requires is just calmness and quietness in your life to be able to allow your work to continue. Sometimes when there's so much activity around you, it's difficult for you to be able to work.
Falwell is considered a pioneer in avant-garde Native American pottery, and her work often features asymmetrical designs, innovative colors, and political commentary. It's a direction she says she took soon after graduate school.
When I first started making pottery, no one, I mean no one, would purchase my pottery. I couldn't even give my pottery away. Nobody wanted it. So I started thinking about how can I change this? And all of a sudden it occurred to me, all you need to do is take that extra tiny little step sideways from the norm of traditional pottery and there might be success in that.
What you are looking at is a Santa Clara Pueblo pottery piece by Jodie Falwell.
That's Andrew Higgins, assistant curator of ethnological collections at the Arizona State Museum at the University of Arizona. He's in the museum's climate-controlled pottery vault,
where we have over 20,000 ceramics, 16,000 are approximately prehistoric ceramics, and the rest, 4,000 to 5,000, are historic and contemporary. And we're still actively buying contemporary pottery today.
Higgins says Santa Clara pottery has certain distinctive characteristics that differentiate it from that of other groups.
Earlier, it began with lots of blackware, and then here you can see incising or carving, and this artist has carved an Avanyu or plume serpent, which is a motif, not just a motif, but a part of the Pueblo religion, and it's gone on for many, many years. And Jodie Falwell still incorporates this into her designs because it has a deep meaning to her and the culture.
Higgins says the museum's collection shows how Santa Clara pottery evolved into polychromatic designs that incorporate natural pigments. Higgins then points to a piece by Jodie Falwell.
And of course, when you look at that, you don't think Santa Clara Pueblo pottery because it has salmon on it. But if you know Jodie Falwell, it would fit in well because she is really the matriarch of really getting Pueblo pottery into a whole new world of she does so many different elements of different forms, political commentary, social commentary, and she has just, she really just turned the corner for Pueblo pottery and inspired a lot of artists, and she still inspires today of what they can do because there's no can't in what she does. She makes you really think, and that is just so amazing that she's such an artist that can do that.
She was very well known for social and political commentary.
That's Susan Falwell, Jodie Falwell's daughter, who lives in Tucson.
Isn't this nice clay?
She says the legacy of the pottery family was passed on to her, and she works as an artist. So sometimes collaborating with her mom.
We dig the clay from the reservation, and I still get it from the reservation myself, even though I live in Tucson. All the traditional potters, contemporary potters from the Pueblo that you come from, we all get it from the same place. So you're always in tune with where you come from. So even though I'm in Tucson, or people are still on the reservation today, or there's potters that have moved out to California, there's always, as long as you're using clay from the reservation, it feels like it's just, it's a form of home. It's the core of kind of who you are.
Susan says she's been inspired by the innovative direction that her mother took in her work early in her career. And she sees an artistic evolution that continues today.
And I find that interesting because she made a career and opened up many doors for the next generation of potters from her avant-garde imagery and ideas and things she wanted the world to know about. But she's come full circle and has come back to just pure form, which I think is fantastic. It's really elegant and lovely.
It's extremely exciting to be able to take this whole concept of changing traditional art just even slightly.
The elder Falwell says her evolution as an artist has been intuitive. It's something she's had to do to find her voice and be true to herself.
I find it very pleasurable to know that I made even the slightest change in this world. And it's so minute, but it's there. And where it goes from there depends totally on the younger people and the younger potters who are going to make those changes.
Jody Falwell is the featured artist at the Southwest Indian Art Fair this Saturday and Sunday just inside the main gate of the University of Arizona. Get more information at azpm.org. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.